Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Huzzah!
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 Welcome to
Wait, what
ye
old... What does huzzah mean? You're the expert here.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember Zounds.
Zounds?
Yeah, Zounds is God's wounds.
God's wounds.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember huzzah, though.
Welcome
we'll
to...
We'll just assume it's joyous.
There you go. Welcome to ye old Metal Geeks podcast. We are...
Are we going to do Elvish talk the whole entire time?
We're going to try to. Welcome to the podcast.
The podcast.
T-H-E-E.
The podcast.
The podcast.
How would, what would be the Elven Talk podcast?
I don't think they probably had one.
My Sindarin's rusty. We need Sean here.
That's right.
For that. So
Sean from MSRcast could probably do it. So we are sitting here...
quite literally in the middle of RenFest.
Yeah, at the Texas Renaissance Festival, the Ren Fair, as they call it, if you're hip and...
You're in the hipsters.
That's right. There's definitely hipsters here today.
Is there? I see
there
a
was.
Lot of, like, dressed-up people.
Yeah.
Like, a and lot hipsters. Of, like, weird dressed-up people.
And then us metal geeks hanging around.
Yeah?
No, this is a pretty metal place, truth be told. I was saying earlier...
Yeah.
Now, I come here all the time.
You do?
I come here multiple times, usually every season that it's open. And I've been doing that for the last 8-ish years or so,
yeah.
8-9 years. I was saying earlier today, I see more metal shirts per capita here than I do anywhere else except for metal shows.
That makes sense.
It's a pretty metal place to be.
And we saw Crystal Mountain.
Yeah, Crystal Mountain is here.
What's so, Crystal Mountain?
You have... Any kind of metal cred that you had is completely gone. Not that you had any to begin with.
I was about to say, wait, I had metal cred to begin with?
Crystal Mountain Sweet. Is an amazing song from Death, Chuck Schuldiner.
To what?
Chuck Schuldiner, the godfather of death metal.
Oh, okay.
Look him up. You'll be happy.
I don't have any signal out here.
There you go. When you get home,
when
homework.
I get home.
That's your homework. That's your George Hates Metal for next week.
Oh, for next week?
Yep.
Awesome.
You'll like, yeah.
I guess today's would be, what was that band we saw out playing today?
Saxon Moon.
Saxon Wound?
Moon.
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 Yeah, let's talk about that band that we saw here at the Renaissance okay. Fair.
Some awesome pyrotechnics, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, a lot of fire.
Yeah, so they're, as far as I know, last year was their first year here. If they were here prior to that, I didn't see them. And I know they travel around and do a lot of Renaissance festivals. They're a... All acoustic, all instrumental, kind of, it's basically kind of folk metal that's not metal. Like
it's folk metal without distortion.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like, you know, I would say like Stradivarius in a way.
Yeah.
Who?
Stradivarius.
You're losing your cred all the time.
Like minute by minute here.
By seconds.
Orphan Land definitely had
yeah.
that.
Well, because they have that some of that some of their stuff has that kind of Eastern and Mediterranean sound to it.
Yeah,
part of that is in the instruments that they use. A lot of their songs are very Viking themed. I mean, their name is obvious. Saxon Moon is very, you know, Northern European tribes of warriors and all
very
that kind
Saxony.
Of thing. Yeah, so
that's why you dig it.
It is. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I thought they were fun to listen to.
They're very cool. And you bought some of their music last time.
I bought all three of their albums last week because I don't know if they do this deal everywhere or if it's just a thing that they do here, but if you buy all three of their albums, they're each only $10, so you get the whole set for $30.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty good, and it's a good way to support guys who are out here doing original music at yeah. the Ren Fair. You know, it's all their own stuff. They write... all of this stuff that's there. So
and
I think
the drum set
cool.
was really cool.
Yeah, I like the skins or whatever. I don't know what the drum term is for that, but the print on the
yeah,
drums.
But his his hi-hat wasn't really a hi-hat. It was like a bass pedal on like a bunch of like tambourine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was really, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I think the pyrotechnics was connected to his drum set.
No, it's not.
It's not? It looked like they were.
No, it's not. It's not timed.
No?
The pyrotechnics, the rhythm guitar player.
Yeah.
You know, he has that big stand in front of him that has the bass on it. At the foot of that stand, there's a pedal that he presses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was the drummer this whole entire time.
It took me a little while to figure out where they were coming from.
The drummer can't keep beat the whole time. But I really liked them. I thought they were really cool.
Yeah, they're I
Saxon. I mean, maybe we'll actually play a track at the end of this show because
Dave has the music.
So Dave has the music, and they would probably appreciate any kind of push we give him.
Yeah, we'll talk to him, make sure that that's cool with him, I guess.
If you're gonna come out to Houston to the Texas Renaissance Festival, come see Saxon.
Technically, it's in Magnolia, but
yeah, well, close enough. Outside of Houston.
Technically, it's Todd Mission.
Todd Mission, Texas. Sorry.
Population 146, except for today.
Population of 10,146. Yeah, it was pretty crowded today, but it was manageable. It was still
I still had a good time.
Let's talk about what we did today. We came out here for my birthday. I haven't been here since.
Happy birthday, Carrie. By the way.
Thank you. I haven't been out here since high school, at least, which was 20.
Don't age yourself
ago.
Now.
I know. And my wife had never been out here, so we brought her.
My dad hasn't been out here before, and it's his first time, too.
Now, your dad's sitting right behind us as we record.
Yeah, as we record, he gets to judge me.
That's right.
As always.
More than usual.
More than usual, because he's watching me podcast. Like, Dad, watch me podcast right now.
He's just
going to
come and grab the mic and you're doing it wrong, son.
I should get him on the microphone, see what he would say.
We should interview him. So let's talk about what we did here today. We basically just walked around and ate a bunch of crappy stuff.
Hey, I threw a tomato and got made fun of.
You did?
So, yeah, George, I guess, earned his nickname.
Okay. No, we're today. not sticking to that nickname.
Today,
I swear to God.
Everybody now has nicknames for the show.
It's because of the insult, we're not sticking to that nickname.
Okay, so Dave today decided that we weren't as metal as him and we weren't doing stuff as brutal as him because we don't drink black coffee.
Right, so it's established today that I drink black coffee. I drink double stout beer with extremely high alcohol content.
It's like, how black can this coffee get?
Yeah, and I eat the turkey leg, you know, down to the bone.
Tendon and all.
Tendon and everything. Just skin and tendon and meat and all of it.
Even your daughter wouldn't eat the skin. You're like, I'll eat that.
I'll eat it. And Gary's like, I don't like things with bones in it. It's like, that's not very metal, dude.
That's not metal, bro.
Brutal at all. It's like...
So you became Brutal Dave.
I had parts of a turkey leg today.
It's true. And then
the sausage on a stick.
It's thing here, if you throw tomatoes at the guy, he will make fun of you the whole time.
Oh, yeah, the insult guy.
So George got called Hodor.
Oh, shush.
So George is now Hodor.
No, we're not sticking to that. That's not happening.
I look
nothing like Hodor, for one.
No.
Two, I'm nowhere near as tall, and I'm not as large.
Now, every time George talks, he has...
No. So... My vocabulary is not as expansive as his.
Is Hodor?
Yeah.
I want to hear a conversation between Hodor and Groot.
Hodor. You know that guy's like really a DJ?
Yeah.
He's like a 7 foot tall DJ.
He does that shit at the conventions and stuff when he shows up.
Does he?
Yeah. So we walked around here. There's even from what Dave was saying, there's so much more here than there was.
There's
last year.
Yeah. They've added areas. They've been expanding recently. Last year, they had a bunch of new stuff over in the German-themed area. They've got, like, way more little, like, pop-up shops out there now.
Well, you popped on pop-up.
Yep.
Pop.
There's more shopping. I think there's probably some couple of new or relatively new acts out here, maybe some that were here last year. But you've still got a lot of same old things that... we've come to rely on from Renaissance Festival year to year.
Such as jousting.
We saw some of the jousting.
Yeah.
That was fun.
What did you think?
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was the middle of the afternoon.
And we didn't have seats.
Yeah. Like 1 o'clock in the middle of the heat.
Yeah.
We first thing we did when we come in here, we all grabbed food.
Well, that's the first thing you'll want to do when
it's
you get
true.
Here.
Grabbed a sausage on a stick and a corn
I
on
had
a cob.
Fried mac and cheese.
You did have fried mac and cheese. You know the weirdest thing I had here today, and I made you try it, was the jalapeno lemonade.
Oh, it was actually really good.
It was.
I wouldn't go that far.
You didn't like it?
It was in the right kind of way.
It tastes exactly how you would imagine
it. Yes, it does.
It's jalapeno-y with lemon.
Lemonade, yeah. I found this one garlic place. I'm a huge garlic fan. And they had all these different types of pickled garlic, and they had pickled or different garlic.
Yeah, your breath can tell us from here.
I burped just later, and I could. It came back up. It was very garlicky. It was a lot of fun, though.
Do you wonder, like, all these people right now, like, in character, looking at us, like, what are these men sitting around a corner talking in a microphone?
Kind of magical,
what is this magic devices you have in your hand, sir?
I haven't seen the stock Star Trek Vulcan here today.
No.
I haven't seen that guy
yet. You know who I did get a picture with, though? There was a girl that was dressed up as Dreamfinder from Epcot with a Figment doll.
Yeah, I took that picture.
I was like, I've got a good picture with you. And she's like, you know who I am.
Which is like, dude, this weird day. Guy.
And then when George was taking my picture, he had my camera up. She was like, oh, I love your Haunted Mansion background. I was
like, it's like, yeah. Oh, it makes like, sense.
Now it all makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
I found the one other Disney nerd here. And they were in full costume. That was great.
Except for you.
Except for me, that's right.
It's one out of two Disney nerds dress up, and Carrie was the one that's out of the two.
So
that was the last thing I expected to see at the Ren Faire, though.
I saw a guy dress up as a mad scientist.
We saw Dr. Horrible.
Was that who he was supposed to be?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
With the red
it
thing.
I guess it didn't look red to me. I don't know. I saw it in the glimpse of as it was walking away.
I actually called him over. Hey, doctor. And he looked at us. And then we got into a conversation about combining Doctor Who with Doctor Horrible.
There's quite a few Doctor Who's out here, actually.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's
time
a British
traveler.
Thing,
yeah.
He could be here, Time Lord, you know. So Doctor Horrible, Doctor Who matchup, we the Doctor Horrible.
Sounds like a comic book waiting to be written.
Doctor Horrible?
Doctor Horrible? No, that's just horrible.
that's the tagline.
That one's free.
You can keep that one.
You can keep that one in the bag. What else did we do? I threw knives.
Yeah.
My nephew threw an axe horribly.
Yep. You did all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Shot some bow and arrows. I am a king of the log. Did some log fighting.
And then you left the bathroom?
Yes. No, there's like a little area where you get to like sit on a log and you have to like fight the opponent with a pillow.
Are you used to that?
Yeah.
Sitting on a log?
Totally
sitting on the log and having a pillow fight.
And pillow fighting.
Gotcha.
And I totally beat
I'm not
his
coming
ass.
Over to your house tonight, dude.
It's too late. You have no choice.
Yeah, but it's getting later in the day. It's getting a lot more comfortable. The sun's starting to lower down a little bit. It's not so hot. This is nice.
The having weather today has been great if you were in the shade.
Exactly.
I was here last week, and it was 90, north of 90 in the middle of the day. It was pretty brutal.
Wow.
So
see, he's even adding how brutal he is.
That's
now.
Right.
Like I was out here when it was 110 degrees.
And you know what? I'm going to be back in November when it's bitterly fucking cold.
I'm going to come back in November because I think we're going to come film.
I want to come for King's Feast. That's what my next goal.
We need to record an episode of Adventures of Geekery.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
This is a very visual experience here.
You're not getting the visual experience on the audio for it.
Yeah, not at all. So, yeah. So
people who
aren't
listening to this are not getting anything out of it.
So, what have you been up to? I know you went to Austin last weekend for a metal show.
I did. Why'd you give air quotes?
No. You're more metal than me. So you went. Tell us about your experience.
I went to go see the Sword in Austin at the Mohawk.
I saw a lot of swords today.
Yeah, I saw a shitload of swords today. But this is a band called The Sword.
I like the bit. The Sword is
excellent. I love The Sword.
Yeah, they're amazing live. And somehow or another...
They're from Austin, too, so it was a hometown
show. It was like hometown stuff, and it was a great show, and getting pictures being taken of me right now. It's weird.
So, what did you think of Cadaver?
Cadaver is awesome.
Yeah,
Cadaver is right?
Yeah.
What? I missed that joke. What?
It didn't make sense anyway.
Oh, okay.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah, they were really good. I was impressed at how good they were.
We were jamming them all the way over here, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't like play it loudly because we have an old elderly person in the car.
Besides me, we were talking about your dad.
Yeah, besides you, we have an elderly person in the car.
We were talking about your dad
Who was the other band? Wasn't there a opener?
They were All Them Witches.
Okay.
And they were
talked about All Them Witches like last year to me.
Yeah, I had got their EP a long time ago, and they're from like Missouri or something like that. And people are yelling.
There's some Viking ring or something going on.
Who knows what's going on over there?
There's a lot of mead being partaken here.
They love to yell around here. It's their favorite thing to do. But anyway, the shows were awesome. I had a great time. Somehow or another, I ended up in the middle of the mosh pit unwillingly. But I had fun and I joined in after a while.
Cool.
Yeah. Sword was amazing. They had a really long set. I wouldn't say really long.
They had a really long sword.
Yeah, they had a long sword. No, it was about an hour set. Yeah. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. And
where did they play at in Austin?
The Mohawk?
Is that downtown or where is that at?
It's on the south end of 6th Street.
So it's on 6th Street.
Okay. It's not on 6th Street. It's like it's close to 6th Street. So you're on 6th Street and I think Guadalupe Street.
Yeah.
I think that's the street. I'm probably completely wrong.
Okay.
But
all the Austinites listening are like, God, this
God,
guy.
This fucking asshole.
Coming into my fucking city. Don't know where you're at.
Sorry, guys.
We tried to get Dave and I went out to a show Sunday night. We tried to get you to come out to see.
Even if I went, I probably wouldn't be able to hear because after the show, my right ear was totally shot. I couldn't hear
anything.
Let's talk
about the show.
My original plan had been a couple of months prior was to go see The Sword and Cadaver in Houston that same night.
Yeah.
But that's not what we did.
No, that's not what we did. Because they were playing Houston at Fitz. We got to go to Fitz soon because...
it's all new now.
Yeah, it's all new.
I haven't been
actually,
there.
My old co-host from MSRcast actually works there now. Works for Fitz.
Oh, yeah?
So, and... November is.
Have you been there
since
they've remodeled, or they've? It's in a new. Is it in a new place entirely?
No, same building. They've just spent a bunch of money upgrading the sound, the light, everything, bathrooms, everything.
Cool.
Painting, everything's brand new, and Oceans of Slumber is playing there in November.
Okay.
And Project Armageddon is.
And they're like big news now.
They are
Oceans of Slumber. Yes.
And we actually need to get them on the show, this show here, just to geek out with them.
Yeah, they've been on MSRcast before. So.
And my old co-host from MSRcast, Papa Josh, is drumming with Project Armageddon for a few shows. And he'll be playing on that show.
Okay.
I definitely want to go see that. That'd be cool.
And also, Dave and I, we went to a triple feature.
We'll talk about that.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to more metal cred than I have than you this past week.
We'll get there.
So Sunday night we went and saw Symphony X and Overkill.
I saw Overkill.
You saw Overkill.
I did not see Symphony X.
The show was supposed to the doors opened.
I have yet
at
to
8.
Hear both of those bands, by the way.
The doors opened at 8. The show started at 9. I got there at 8:15. Symphony X was probably like one third of the way through the show.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
I'd spent that whole day here. And at the Renaissance Festival, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to go to the show.
Yeah.
And then I guess, like, nobody else was going to go. So I was like,
dude, I had like 10 free tickets and nobody fucking wanted to go. They're like, oh, we're going to the Sword. I'm like, don't be unmetal.
So I showed up and I had never seen Overkill before. Now, actually, and I told this to you after they ended their show, that was probably actually the most Overkill I had ever actually listened
really?
To. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Overkill.
I have not listened to them in a very, very long time, and when I listened to them before, I was very not
unimpressed.
Not that I was unimpressed. The instrumentation
impressed.
Is excellent.
Yeah.
Bobby Blitz is a little bit annoying, though.
Oh.
Right.
Don't let him hear you tell.
Now,
that.
Yeah, he'll fight me.
He'll blitz all over you.
Yeah. So. Like, George isn't going to like Overkill kind of a thing, right?
Probably not.
But after seeing them perform, I really enjoyed their set, and I went home, and basically all I listened to all day Monday was Overkill stuff.
Yeah?
I was like, okay.
I went to Spotify at work, I was like, Overkill all day.
All day long. And I'm like, okay, I think I get this now, right? And yeah,
it took you to go to their show to get it.
And you know what? I saw, and you'll hate me for this one, Kim, but I saw Nevermore live at least 3 times before I got it. Like, it took a while for me to get Nevermore, but then once the switch flips over, it's like, okay,
yeah,
this is amazing stuff.
Speaking of, we're gonna go see Sanctuary this coming Thursday.
Cool. Oh, I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah.
At Scout Bar?
Scout Bar. Not far from your house.
Around the corner from me.
That's true.
All right.
And cool. If you haven't heard the new Sanctuary album that came out last year, it's very, very good. Very good. I actually interviewed them. Maybe I'll try to get them. We started talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, so maybe we'll do a Metal Geeks interview.
Okay.
Big Marvel nerds or something?
Yes. Everybody is.
Well, now, I guess.
That's
yeah.
What's great about the show is because they can come out onto the show and just fucking geek out. But Overkill was a big wall of fucking sound. It really was. We were talking to James Rivera for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'd
never met him before, so that was really cool.
James is a really cool guy. We're actually going to get him to come over He agreed to do an episode of Metal Geeks and just geek out about shit.
He told us a crazy story.
He did. I don't know,
should we tell his story or should we get him on and let him tell his story?
He wants to come on the show and tell the story.
Okay.
It's the story of why he recorded his the 10-year anniversary of MSRcast and recorded an intro and why it never got used. Why was never able to get it? There's a big, long, sad story belonging to that.
You're going
to
depress everyone now.
He's okay now. It's all good.
Okay.
But, yeah, that sucks. But he was getting a little three sheets to the wind.
Like I said, I'd never met him before, but I was like, this guy's been here a while.
But that's what's the cool thing about James is he's never met you, but he automatically became your friend.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Yeah, so he's really cool.
It was like you hadn't even finished introducing me to him yet, and he was like telling me his life story and like, hey,
I could tell we're gonna be best friends. Yeah, kind of
right.
Thing.
Yeah.
And if you're a big fan of Hellstar growing up from Houston, like I am, and a lot of people are, it's such a cool feeling to know that this dude is actually at your level and your friend. You know what I mean? Very, very cool.
Like all these people here, they're totally on our level.
No,
absolutely.
No. We're above them today. We have mics in our hands.
Friday before all of this madness,
right?
George and I, and my wife went with us as well.
Yeah.
We went to see Deathgasm. We went to the what did they call it? The Demon Rock.
The Demon Rock,
like movie marathon,
movie,
whatever
something
thing.
Like that.
And it was three
curated films.
Yes, curated films that were all heavy metal and demon themed.
Yes.
In some way or another.
And so, it's
headlined
metal
by
is involved in some fashion or form in all three movies.
Right.
Yeah.
So it opened up with Trick or Treat, which I had actually never seen before.
Which was awesome, by the way.
Not Trick or Treat. I have seen Trick
or
Treat.
The old one was like
with Ozzy and Gene Simmons and stuff.
Okay.
I have known about it, but I've never actually watched it. So I finally got to watch it. Worth watching. It's totally ridiculous.
It's fun as shit.
Yeah, it's fun.
Even if you're
stupid.
Not even into metal music, it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Ozzy's little like cameo thing is perfect in it.
I love the bad lip singing in that Trick or Treat. It's awesome.
All right, so next week, next Sunday, before we record, we're going to record our Halloween episode, right?
Uh-huh.
We're going to watch Trick or Treat, and we're going to watch Deathgasm again. I haven't seen it yet, so I want to keep...
Either or? Like, you haven't seen either one of those movies?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have not.
So,
maybe we'll do like a live commentary somehow.
Well, I think we should do a commentary. It would be fun to do.
What was the name of the second movie?
The Gate.
The Gate.
With a young Stephen Dorff.
Yes.
A very young Stephen Dorff.
He sucked. Did he ever get better? I
don't think he really ever got better.
He was bad. But this one was about like there's some like portal to hell in this kid's backyard that they accidentally open. And
I saw this one a long time
ago.
And
the reason that that this one fits the theme, you got the demons there, but the reason this one fits the theme is...
They learned everything through an album.
Yeah, his friend is this, like, totally dorky kid.
What was his name? Jason or Timmy?
No, it was something kind of awesomely geeky.
Yeah, it was really geeky, but he was the hero of the movie, though.
They should have shown Shocker. You remember the Wes Craven movie Shocker?
No.
It had the whole heavy metal soundtrack going on for it?
Don't remember.
I know, I've never seen that.
The Dangerous Toys did like the soundtrack to it or something?
Don't know.
That was an awesome movie.
But yeah, so this kid though, that's his friend, he basically saves the day because he knows about all the demons and shit because he listens to heavy metal. And this is like a 10-year-old kid.
All the answers
this
are in an album.
This 10-year-old kid has a battle jacket, you know, like he's got the denim vest with all the patches and everything on it.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
this
what?
Kid is metal as fuck.
I've always wanted a fucking battle jacket.
I've never had one either.
I've never had one.
You're not, see, that's more reasoning why you're not metal enough.
Is 41 too late to get a metal jacket?
No.
It's never too late.
No.
When I was at Sword, there was dudes with that, like way older than.
Oh yeah.
Shit,
I think it's time. I've never had one either. I think we need to.
Y'all should get one together.
Yeah.
A sleeveless one.
Yeah.
I don't want long ass sleeves and shit.
No. No, it's got to be.
Is it gonna be a blue jean jacket or you gonna get a leather one?
It has to be a denim jacket.
Has to be.
Yeah. That's. So
how metal you are is what kind of bat patches and buttons you put on there.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. I probably would never get one.
I will put Metal Geeks all over that shit.
So that kid saved the day in the movie. The kid that played him was hilarious to me. Like, the kid was cracking
me up. Oh, he was totally the hero of the movie.
Yeah, it was awesome. So then Deathgasm was the
finale,
highlight.
Yeah.
And really why I went. this was why I went to the event. If you haven't heard of it, Deathgasm is a love song in horror movie form to heavy metal. And, like...
also a good love letter to, like, all things Sam Raimi and Peter Jackson.
Very much so.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there were definitely some stolen shots.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, totally.
Not stolen, like, I'm ripping off.
It was more homage.
Oh, yeah. Tributes. More like tribute.
Tribute shots from Sam Raimi.
Like Tenacious D.
Yeah.
And, but, oh, my God, this movie was maybe the most fun I've had in the movie theater in a really long time.
It's stupid hilarious.
More than Crimson Peak?
I haven't seen Crimson Peak
yet. Peak wasn't funny, though.
Do you want to talk about Crimson Peak?
We can talk about it, but...
I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. But
yeah. I'll probably be seeing it this week sometime.
I went and saw it yesterday. The first thing you have to know about this movie, it's not a horror movie.
Despite what the trailer's telling you.
Del Toro's been saying that.
Yes. We watched him on... who was it? Stephen Colbert last night. It was Del Toro and then like all three actors. So Hiddleston and Mia Wachowski.
Yeah, the chick from Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, and Jessica Chastain. Not related to the guy from the band Chastain. Remember that band Chastain?
No.
It's a heavy metal band called Chastain. But they're all... He basically said it's not a horror movie. It's a gothic romance, and it definitely is.
It's a melodrama with... supernatural elements.
That sounds perfect. I'm ready.
No, it's if you go into it with that mindset, it's
awesome. It's
a really beautiful
film.
Shot really well. There's some weird transitions in that movie, which I thought were...
That's not weird. It's very like if you ever watched like really old like 1940s or 1930s horror movies,
yeah.
They had those like circular transitions.
Yep.
And I don't think that was weird. I just thought it was homage to like those Mario Bentinelli horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce his last name.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
worked
like those. It fits the theme of the movie.
I'm not sure because I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not sure what you're referring to. Is it like the...
So basically, when they're like fading to black, so before they fade to black, it like closes in down into a circle.
Oh, yeah.
While it's focusing on someone. A director from like the late 40s or 50s, I can't remember which director, what movies he did right off the top of my head, but I know his name. It's like Mario something, and he did a lot of old horror movies.
There
that
was
had
stuff
that
like
wipes.
That, even prior to that, and things like Metropolis.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
things
of course.
Like that
that's
too.
Where they got it from.
Yeah. So.
And then also the movie where Abe Lincoln got shot. It's like a famous old black and white movie. I had to watch it for film class.
The documentary?
No, it's an actual movie made back in the day.
Okay.
They were like the first ones to do that, I think.
Birth of a Nation?
Yes, Birth of a Nation. Yeah. That's the movie.
Yep, I had to watch that in class, too.
Yeah.
The first movie that showed Nazis and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah? Real footage of Nazis?
Yeah.
Yeah, great movie. Not really.
Not really. It's pretty slow, but it's like...
But it's definitely a... It's a... It's the first... A lot of the first things in movies were created in that film.
Right.
Like transitions and moving from scene to scene would never be done before.
Yeah, everything was always a single shot.
Yeah.
Here, this is a movie that was, like, changing the way things were
done.
They
could shoot out of order and then edit it together. That was the first movie to ever do that, which is crazy to think that.
As the horn.
The horn agrees. But
Deathgasm was fucking awesome.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. It was good. I don't want to watch it.
It's
you're
hilarious.
Love it. And it was by far the most metal of the movies that we watched, as far as just like the references.
It really understood the metal culture.
Yes, it did,
in my opinion,
very much so.
And I've been in touch with the PR company, so I'm actually going to get one of the directors on the show.
Maybe if we do an awesome enough commentary, they'll put it on the DVD.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was actually tweeting about the movie, and the director actually contacted me as a result
awesome.
And said. He tweeted back, he said, "Death to False Metal, thanks for watching." And I was like, yes. So that was cool.
I think my favorite scene is when they're in the guy's uncle's house when they already turned demons.
Yeah, you can't.
And they're looking for weapons.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you need to say.
But that's probably my favorite scene in the whole movie.
You know what comes out in a couple weeks, too?
No.
Ash vs. Evil Dead TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It comes out on Stars.
On Halloween.
On
Halloween night.
I don't have Stars, so I got to find out.
I don't think I do either.
I do.
I know where I'm going.
I'm recording it, so.
Yeah. So my birthday was this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
Guess what I got on my birthday? I got the Xbox New Experience Dashboard.
And what is that like?
Pretty crappy so far. Sorry, Xbox. Okay, first of all, the design of it, it's very much like a computer. I'm not sure I'm really digging the design of it. And most of all, it sort of bricked my system. So I can't play any disc-based games. I can play a Blu-ray. I can play a game that if I downloaded it to my hard drive previously, like a DLC game.
Yeah.
But I can't play any game that's on a disc.
Lame.
I told you you shouldn't have gone Xbox.
Shut up. PS4 all the way, man.
I have a PS4. My PS4 still works.
So does mine.
And I have two games to play on my PS4 until my Xbox is working then. So I got the God of War 3 remaster, and I got the Uncharted collection.
So
I
want
to get that. So yeah. I've never actually played an Uncharted game. I didn't know about it until Uncharted 3 came out because I was working at GameStop around that time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I've never even heard of this before. Whoa. And I'm like, this Uncharted's seems like amazing. My kind of a thing. This kind of like Tomb Raider, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it totally is.
Thing. And I'm like,
I bought a PS3 just for Uncharted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you buy the bundle?
No, I got it before the bundles were even a thing.
I recommend your next game purchase to be Uncharted, no matter what. Because if you never play any of them, it's all three games, all in full 1080p, 60 frames per second, beautiful, redone.
I hear it makes the game a little choppy, though, because the game wasn't originally designed to be in 60p. Yeah.
So I haven't got that on my game, but you know, it could be true. I don't know, but if you haven't played those games, it's definitely worth going
through. May be on my list after I finish catching up on all the other stuff that I've got to finish.
Like
The Last of Us.
How far are you in that game?
I need to play that game too, by the way.
You haven't played?
I haven't finished it.
Oh.
Where am I right now? It's been a little while since I've played it.
Mad Max has been taking up a lot of my life.
I've been playing Mortal Kombat this weekend because it's quick and like it's just something I can pop in.
Did you buy any of the DLC characters yet?
I have Goro, thanks to JD.
Oh yeah,
he had an extra code that he
JD
sent
from Oldness.
Yeah, he sent the code my way. So sweet. Thank you very much. But no,
wasn't it like his prototype?
One of the reasons that I wanted the game was because they were making the Predator and Jason DLC characters.
I know they're making a Jason video game.
Huh?
They're making a Friday the 13th video game.
It was another game, and then they was going through a Kickstarter, and then they decided, they showed it like Friday or Thursday or something. They're like, hey, guess what? This game that you've been looking forward to, and now it's an official Friday the 13th game. Now the Kickstarter for it.
So I don't know if you play Jason Voorhees or if you play a camper.
You play. There's like 9 campers you get to play. Like, and
you get to have sex.
Well,
and get killed.
If you weren't, if it wasn't a Friday the 13th game, you would have to have sex. You have to have sex and then immediately die.
It's the Monty Python kids.
Yeah, there are these kids that are cosplaying as the Galloping Knight from
Galloping Knights from Monty Python's Holy Grail.
And they have a Bedivere that follows around behind them. That Bedivere is actually my favorite.
It's
really
actually pretty amazing.
Bedivere. Yeah.
It's amazing that kids that young are get that joke and are doing it.
Yeah, their parents actually taught them right.
Hopefully. If they're not their parents and those kids are smart enough to find it on their own, kudos.
Wow. That totally made me lose my life.
Yeah, I just saw it. I'm like, oh shit, there they go again.
You might have heard the clopping in the background.
Yeah. Another thing that I guess I just found out about, we were contacted by another Kickstarter.
That's right.
Going on. Guy sent us a message saying he's trying to get the word out. He is a heavy metal guitarist instrumentalist who he's done several albums in the past, but he's working on one now that he's trying to get kickstarted that is all H.P. Lovecraft themed, which I am all about. So I love H.P. Lovecraft, so I checked out his stuff. He's got 3 songs that are up that you can listen to right now. And they're pretty cool. It's all, like I said, all instrumental stuff. What I liked about it, and I told you this earlier, is a lot of metal instrumental guitar stuff is real wankery.
Wankery, yeah.
And this is not. It's got its flashy moments.
You know what guitar wankery is? Ever heard of Yngwie Malmsteen?
No.
Imagine taking your guitar and playing a solo and just moving all up and down the neck for 4 minutes.
And that's like the whole thing, right? So, and I have a certain level of appreciation for that, but it's not generally that interesting to listen to for a long time unless you're really good at it. Yeah. If you're like Joe Satriani, I can listen to Joe Satriani for a while because he's a good songwriter.
Sure.
Right?
Steve Vai.
I don't like Steve Vai.
Really?
I think I've seen Steve Vai two or three times.
I've never seen him.
He's interesting for the first 2 songs, and then I'm bored.
I like the album with Devin Townsend.
Yeah. Christine. Yeah, so this guy's thing, that it's more about the composition than the flashiness,
okay.
which I like a lot.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
That's not his name.
That's a weird name.
I wasn't planning to talk about this, so I'm forgetting. I can look it up. But
We'll put it in the show notes for sure. We'll probably even play a track for it at the end.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We'll support him any way we can. We'll have him on the show, too, if you want.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit and asked if he'd be interested in talking to us, and he said that he would.
Cool.
So he's... I think they've got, at the time of this recording, something like 20 days left on the Kickstarter.
Okay.
They're not trying to raise a whole lot as far as Kickstarters go, and I think they're already about halfway there, so push them over the top. This whole thing is, though, is it's not just about the music. It's also an art book that comes with it as well.
That's cool.
So he has an illustrator who he's working with who does... His work is really cool. And the book goes with the music. So that's kind of a cool idea.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Word.
So,
have you been playing anything else besides Mad Max?
Battlefront Beta.
Yeah? Let's talk about the Battlefront Beta.
Yeah, it was awesome. I never felt so much like a noob in my life.
That game is fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
As soon as I played it, I was like, I want to play Star Wars.
What's this? I want to watch
Star Wars. PS4.
I played it on Xbox One, and that game was amazingly beautiful.
I got the code for PS4.
Okay. I mean, I'm not very good at those type of games.
I suck at them.
But it's still a lot of fun.
I had a shitload of fun. I was always like, I think the highest I ever got on the ranking boards was like fourth place.
Okay, so that game comes out November 17th.
Yeah.
My biggest complaint about that game right now, I will tell you, is there is going to be a $50 DLC season pass.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Unless you buy the Ultimate Collection, which already comes with it.
No. It's just separate.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the Ultimate Collection comes with everything.
I don't think so. This is a $50 season pass.
Because the Ultimate Collection is like $100.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the fridge?
No.
I don't know, dude.
I got this dude's name.
Okay, what's his name?
Brett Miller is the name of the guitarist. You can find him on Twitter at Nyarlathotep.
What?
Huh?
Nyarlathotep. If you know your Lovecraft, you know about...
I don't.
You know
I
about
don't
that.
Know my so, Lovecraft.
I know Imhotep.
The mummy.
Yeah. So, you're thinking along...
Spell that out.
N-Y-A-R-L-A-H-A-T-O-P.
Okay.
Nyarlathotep. I think I got that right.
We'll show link that one.
Yeah.
That'll make it easy. So what else has been going on, guys? I know there's a bunch of news topics that have come out.
But I have probably not in the right mind to talk about them. I'm over here looking at half-naked people.
You're looking at half-naked people, what?
You know, a lot of half-naked people come around here.
That dude probably works out, huh?
He probably does. Well, much more than I do.
Wow, that was funny. So one of the things talking about video games still, I played the beta, like the demo for Guitar Hero when I was a
I thought you don't like Guitar
GameStop
Hero. I thought you're a Rock Band only kind of guy.
I'm a Rock Band guy. I can't play Rock Band right now, but I wasn't really...
So fuck that game.
I still wasn't digging it, man. The guitars are weird.
On Guitar
not,
Hero?
Yeah, they totally changed it the way the guitar, so it's not like, you know, you have like the red, yellow, blue, green.
Yeah.
Like in a row. Now it's like you have... three rows with two buttons each. So there's like the down, there's like a down below and then like above. So when you're playing the song, if the note shows like an arrow button that if the guitar pick is pointing up, you hit the top row. If it's pointing down, you hit the bottom row. It's very confusing, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Seems kind of convoluted.
Yeah.
Like maybe they should just do Rocksmith. I'm about Rocksmith myself because I actually play guitar.
Like, fuck those games. So. If it's not Rocksmith, it's nothing.
I did play the demo for Ratchet & Clank, the new game coming out.
New trailer came out for that.
For
the movie.
Yeah. The video game is going to be... It's great.
You know, I've never played a single Ratchet & Clank game.
Me neither.
Really?
Nope.
I've always wanted to, I just never have.
Wow.
The movie trailer looks funny as shit, though.
You need to play the games. Maybe they'll do a remastered of the...
They are remastering the first game with newer levels.
They have a brand new game coming out, too, so...
Is it called Ratchet & Clank?
Yeah, Ratchet & Clank.
That's the same game I'm talking about, then.
Okay, different game.
They say they use a lot of elements from the very first game, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm all on to that. Let's talk about Thor, Ragnarok. They confirmed that the Hulk is going to be in that movie.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
Well, you stop looking at the naked girls.
Sorry.
we have important things to talk about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have to talk about
Squirrel?
Ragnarok.
Squirrel? Naked girl? What? Yeah. So what do you think about that?
I think it's going to be awesome. I don't know what he has to do with that storyline.
Nobody does yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess...
Is he like, I'm a god killer?
I guess it's cool to know that...
He's still around?
It's cool to know where, I guess, where he is and where he's going to be.
Planet Hulk, maybe?
To me, it's kind of... Overall, the news is very like, oh, okay. You know, like, okay.
That cool. makes sense. How about the news of them canceling Iron Fist? Or rumor, I should
rumor,
say.
Rumor. But yeah. They are going to do a Moon Knight series.
You know, I've never read Moon Knight, so I couldn't. I just know he's like a crazy version
of
Batman.
Yeah. He's delusional crazy. Yeah, he's great. But yeah, we're talking about this earlier. They don't have to have a full Iron Fist series because they're going to do a Power Man series.
Are they still doing that, or is he just going to appear in Jessica Jones?
No, he's going to have his own series. So all they need to do is fold Iron Fist into the Power Man series, and then you can do Heroes for Hire. You're done. That's all you need to do.
It's like the A-Team.
You know what Heroes for Hire is, right?
No.
The 70s comic book, Power Man and Iron Fist had a series together, and they were basically...
I think they're doing another Iron Fist and Power Man series
makes
again.
Sense to do that, yeah. But I have a bunch of the old comics.
Where
did
Power Fist come in?
Power Fist?
That's the BDS club. That's a totally different character.
Oh, okay.
That's the rated R comic book.
So did you hear the rumors about what's going on with Marvel and like Fantastic Four and all that?
Yeah, they were trying to like take it off of Sony hands.
So
that
was,
I guess, what was it? That in return for Sony getting rights for a couple of X-Men TV series,
right?
They would have to revert ownership of Fantastic Four back to Marvel. I think that turned out to be not true.
I think
it was
the
rumored
whole entire
to be true,
Fantastic
then not true,
Four,
and then true again, then not true. So I don't know where that lies.
The whole Fantastic Four thing is kind of just dead for me, really.
Do they need to be back in Marvel hands, even if they just kind of sit on it and just be like...
I still haven't watched
now,
the Fantastic
we
Four
can,
movie.
We can maybe we can reference it. You know,
maybe like Reed Richards would just pop up in the background,
right,
kind of deal.
Yeah, I think that might be okay.
I'd rather see a Howard the Duck movie before I see Fantastic Four again. I'm just being honest.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I really want to see another Howard the Duck movie, although it's never going to happen.
No, it's not.
I would want to see a Howard the Duck movie.
It's anything like the first one that shouldn't ever happen.
I enjoy the first movie, all right? I haven't seen it in years.
Okay, don't. Leave it in the past where
just
you
remember
it
as I remember
yes,
it.
Exactly.
So we mentioned
fun and awesome.
The two Fox TV X-Men series. Let's talk about those real quick.
I don't know anything about those. I just know that they're making them.
Okay, one of them is going to be Legion, which is, Professor X's son.
Uh-huh.
Who has all these things in his head. He's a crazy, crazy character.
He's a psychopath.
I don't know why they're making... It's done by the same guy that thing that did Breaking Bad, right? One of the guys that worked on Breaking Bad.
Vince Gilligan?
No.
Oh. Not the creator of Breaking Bad?
So everybody... Bryan Singer is involved. Lauren Shuler Donner. Simon Kinberg. Jeff Loeb. Jim Chory. Legion's going to FX. Fargo creator. That's who it is.
Oh. I actually hear that's a really good show.
Noah Hawley. And the second one is going to be called Hellfire, which is about
that's
the Hellfire
a band,
Club.
Isn't it?
No, the Hellfire Club.
Hellfire is not a band?
I don't know.
Sounds like a metal band.
It does sound like a metal band.
The Hellfire Club.
Hellfire!
Club from X-Men?
Oh. Like that.
I thought you meant like the Hellfire Club that like Benjamin Franklin was a part of.
No.
The true historian over here.
That's Tomorrowland, right?
No.
Okay.
No, it was a weird like a cult sex club thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Benjamin Franklin was a weirdo.
Benjamin Franklin was a freak. He got around.
Yeah, he liked to wear furries and stuff?
Probably.
There's been a lot of furries here today, yeah. So according to... Okay, here's something about Legion. The series introduces the story of David Haller. Since he was a teenager, David has struggled with mental illness. Diagnosed as schizophrenic, David has been in and out of psychiatric hospitals for years. But after a strange encounter with a fellow patient, he's confronted with the possibility that the voices he hears and the visions he sees might be real. So, weird. It's going to be a weird series.
Word.
FX, I guess it can do it right. So for Hellfire, It's going to be set in the late 1960s. Follow the young special agent who learns that a power-hungry woman with extraordinary abilities is working with a clandestine society of millionaires known as the Hellfire Club to take over the world.
Wasn't the Hellfire Club part of the First Class movie, though?
They were featured in it, yeah.
Yeah.
There was, like, Emma Frost is one of them.
And the black demon dude that teleports.
Those are created for the movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I could have sworn that was mentioned in the movie.
I mean, there's so much better TV series that would have been made. Like, X Factor would have been a great series, you know?
X Factor?
X Factor, yeah. Any of the X Factors. I mean, the last version of X Factor was written by Peter David.
Oh, you're talking about the X Factor comic book?
Yeah, the comic books.
I was thinking, like, the X Factor, British talent show?
Not the talent show. But the last version of X Factor is really cool because they were hired by they're the first superhero team that was run by a corporation. That would have been a great series, you know? That'd be cool.
So, like, alphas?
Sort of like alphas. Yeah, pretty much like alphas. So this is great news. You looking forward to another Die Hard movie?
No.
Well, get ready, because Die Hard 6 is coming.
But although they got the guy who, Len Wiseman. Did the fourth one?
Yeah, the fourth one wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't all that bad. I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. It was. It's not very hard to be better than the last one.
So the last one, I went to go see simply for the tagline of the movie. I was not interested until they went Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia, and I went, fuck, I'm going to go see that now.
I was like, God damn it, now I need to see this.
I wanted to die hard after I saw that movie. So this is rumored to be an origin story and a sequel at the same time.
Because we needed that.
We do. So what they're going to do is have an old man, Bruce Willis, then they're going
to
have...
Who's he going to get? Are they going to get Joseph Gordon-Levitt to play him his young version again?
Right.
He did it once before.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
What else you got?
Let's see. I'm looking through some of my notes that I have here.
We need a
Let's talk about
Ren
the
version of that.
The what? Like the metal version of the
or a Renaissance version of the Jeopardy waiting theme.
So let's talk about some of the Marvel movie announcements they made. There's in 2020, there's like three movies they haven't announced what they're going to be yet.
Okay. Mystery movies.
There's three unnamed films for 2020 already.
Ant-Man 2 is going to be one of them.
And they've been talking about Inhumans sort of like on...
I hear the Inhumans movie is getting scrapped because it's so much of it's being pushed in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You think so?
That's what I've been hearing. That's the word on the rumor mill on the forums.
I don't know. That's... So what they did... They mentioned like... They did mention some new dates, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I would have to look that up, but I heard Infinity War 1 and 2, the budget of that movie, guess what it is?
$2 billion.
No, close. I'm gonna do the Dr. Evil thing. $1 billion.
Shit, really? I was damn
movies.
Close.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a fuckload of money.
$1 billion. Can you believe that?
No.
They better be good.
I'm serious.
No, that's... For both movies, right?
Right.
So
it's
500
like two
million.
Movies.
500 million each, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck, that's still a
that's
lot
still
of,
a lot
that's
of
still
money.
A lot of money.
I bet you Disney's like, oh, fuck. Hope we don't fuck ourselves on this one. Oh, jeez.
Speaking of Disneyland, they announced over in Disneyland Park itself, we can sort of talk about this trip planning thing, which is something I'm not too happy about was my trip, but... They announced Spider-Man is going to be a permanent meet and greet at Disneyland now.
All right.
So what they did, they took the Carousel of Progress over Disneyland and Tomorrowland, and they've made it, it's been like this way for a while. They have like this House of the Future thing on the bottom level.
Okay.
And upstairs they had Iron Man, and they put Thor in there, and they put Captain America,
yeah,
meet and greet.
I knew about
like
that.
Real scene. Now they're putting Spider-Man in there.
They had that whole like all the Iron Man suits.
Yes.
Thing
I have
I've
seen that.
It's actually really cool. And then the bottom level now is going to be Spider-Man, and they're going to have a huge gift shop. Of course, it's Disney.
Yeah.
They should have a huge Marvel gift shop.
Marvel gift shop.
I'm looking forward to that.
Is that going to be available when you go?
It will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The other thing that's going to be available when I go, we're going in December, so the whole Season of the Force that we talked about on the show previously will be open.
Nice.
It opens up in like the end of November. So the Space Mountain, the Star Wars Space Mountain, will be open.
Mm-hmm.
The all the meet and greet areas and all that stuff for the new movie will be open.
Come meet Stormtrooper number 10.
Yes. Well, people in characters. People in costumes.
I know. I was just being an ass.
Yeah. I know you were. You're just jealous you're not going.
Who says I'm not going?
Oh, yeah. You could go if you want.
I could go.
Yeah,
you could go. Because to just surprise you when I'm there.
So the weekend that we're planning to go, they decided that was a weekend that they wanted to film the Christmas parade that they air later that month. I'm not too happy about
Sad
that.
Sad face Carrie.
Because it's going to be crowded as a motherfucker.
It was going to be crowded anyway.
No, not really. That's a decent time of the year to
that
go.
That was the trick.
Yeah.
That was
they ruined my trip.
They saw Carrie was coming. They're like, you know what we're going to do? Fuck this guy in particular.
That's right. Right. I mean, we're already seeing magic because when we're in Vegas, we're seeing Penn and Teller. So which I think that'll be cool.
I've never seen their show.
Me either.
But Penn Jillette is like one of my favorite people in the world. I love Penn Jillette.
And apparently they come out after every show and they will do meet and greets and sign autographs and take pictures. And
that's nice.
Cook
you Are you
going to
take pictures with them?
Yeah, we'll take pictures with them. That's very cool. I thought, congratulate him on his weight loss.
Yeah, God.
See, see if you can tell her to talk.
That dude lost 100 pounds in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
He had a health scare though, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, and it's him. So like, Penn Jillette he's never used drugs. He's never had a sip of alcohol in his entire life. I think he has a little bit of a hypochondriac in him.
Hmm.
And so when he had a health scare, it wasn't even like, hey, you know, you have cancer or anything. It was just like, hey, you might want to work on this. And I guess to him, that sounds like I'm about
I'm going
to
die tomorrow.
And so he just went to the extreme with it. And that's what he'll say about why he doesn't partake in vices and stuff, because that's how he is and he knows he is. So he's afraid if he can't dabble. He goes all in.
My wife's a big fan, so she's excited. Yeah. We got tickets real cheap. We got we look at Travelzoo all the time for planning a trip, and they had like a $49.50 special, which is like basically half price to see a Vegas show. So that was we're on the mezzanine level, which isn't super close, but I'm not paying $150 a person to see a show in Vegas. Yeah.
You're playing at the Rio, right?
The Rio, yeah.
That was the one place I didn't go.
I've never been there. But the other night, other couple nights in there, we're going to go to one of those, you know,
Half price booths.
Hey, yeah, get there. What do you have available
for tonight? Yeah, get there early.
Yeah, exactly right. What do you have available for tonight? And then, because when you were there a few months ago, like in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like wound up getting tickets for like Blue Man Group, right?
No, I got tickets for Cirque du Soleil and then David Copperfield.
Yeah, I don't know about David Copperfield.
He's a famous magician, right? And I've never been to a magic show, so I went.
You still haven't been to a magic show.
David Copperfield's not a magic show?
I don't know.
I watched David Copperfield's TV specials as a kid. Yeah. I watched that all the time. Yeah.
I mean that was my only knowing of the guy.
I would record them and then like watch them back repeatedly.
It was a little kiddie.
Everybody went through like a I'm gonna be a magician phase, right? Like everybody had that time. Like,
I don't have quick enough hands, so.
So it was during that time for me where I was like going to Toys R Us and buying like $1.50 magic tricks,
right?
You know, that kind of thing. I'm watching David Copperfield on TV, so yeah.
He made a fucking jumbo jet disappear.
It's true, he did.
And an elephant.
And the Statue of Liberty.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He made a car appear out of nowhere during the show. I still haven't figured out how he did that one yet.
So back to the Marvel news before we like wrap up this episode.
The sun's getting in my face.
Yeah,
now.
The Ant-Man and Wasp is one of the movies they've announced.
Yeah, that's the sequel.
July 6, 2018. In order to accommodate that, Captain Marvel has been pushed back again to March 8th of 2019 from 2018, and Black Panther has been moved forward. Now it's going to be November
2nd. Do you know who they're going to get to direct that movie?
February 16th, 2018. I do not know.
F. Gary Gray is like the people that are kind of circling around to direct that. The guy who did Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah.
He also got the thumbs up to do the next Furious 8 movie.
Really?
He's getting a fuckload of work ever since Straight Outta Compton came out.
Yeah, that was a great fucking movie.
It was a really good movie.
Wow. That's cool.
Just imagine his early humble beginnings from Friday.
Yeah. Friday's still a funny-ass movie.
I enjoy it.
I picked up Tomorrowland for one of my presents. I can't wait to watch all the bonus features and shit.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that eventually. I really like that movie.
I think they've got that bonus scene in it that I told you about.
Yeah, right.
There's a extended version of the scene in the collector shop.
Okay.
the scene that you didn't like because Keegan-Michael Key kind of, and he does kind of take you out of it a little bit, because when he comes on screen, it becomes about, look at me, I'm Keegan-Michael Key. Yeah. Like, and
he's a commanding presence.
Yeah,
and he's funny as hell though.
It did pull me out for a second, but I still enjoyed the scene. But there's an extended cut of that scene that I guess I understand why they cut it, but the fanboy in me wishes they left it in, where they explain, because he's telling the girl about Tomorrowland, and she's like, Tomorrowland, like the place at Disneyland? And so they go full self-referential there. And he tells her, well, yeah, Walt Disney was part of this secret society.
Yeah, in the theatrical cut, he really wasn't prominently featured.
At all.
He was in some of the promotional material.
Yeah, right. In the promotional material, but not in the theatrical cut.
Then they cut him out.
Yeah.
And so this kind of puts him back in there. And he says, oh, Walt Disney was part of this secret group, and Disneyland was a cover for them. And I was like, I kind of wish that they'd left that in the movie.
I know, me too. It would have probably made the movie that much more awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching all the bonus stuff, though. I mean, I guess we can wrap it up. I mean, sun's coming down, and
my kid's probably about to wake up, and who knows what's going to happen then.
Your other kid was running around and dancing.
Yes.
Like so, a mad person.
We got to talk about our sponsor. I'm listening to this recording right now on my tweaked audio headset, my headphones.
Because it's so tweaked.
I am tweaked out right now.
I have my set in my pocket. I carry it around with
mine's
me
in my
and
car.
Use them daily.
That is what is in your pocket. Okay, I'm glad it's headphones.
I use it when I get on my cell phone in my car.
That's right. So let's talk about our sponsor. If you want to get your own set of Tweaked Audio headphones, go to tweakedaudio.com, use the special discount code MetalGeeks, and you're going to save 33% off your next order.
Word.
What else are you going to get with that?
You can get
lifetime warranty.
And free shipping, yo.
Free shipping, no way.
Yes way, yo.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Is that pretty metal to say, yo?
Yo. Pretty metal, yo.
That's pretty metal, yo.
George, yo.
Giorgio.
Yo, yo.
Oh, a thing I like to mention, it is October 21st is coming up, 2015.
That's right. It's Back to the Future.
And I am going to the Alamo Drafthouse to see Quote along for Back to Future 2.
That's cool.
That's another thing I wanted to bring that up.
I'm going to have to go with you for that.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Yes, it will.
That sounds fun, but it sounds like a thing I'm probably going to miss. So
sad day.
Yeah, but that's cool.
So how do we button up this baby?
Let's talk about our sponsors. Are the places you can find us, actually.
Okay.
We have a new one.
We do?
Yeah, let's talk about that, if I can find it here.
Got reception in here?
I barely have reception right now. Let's see. I'm going to pull it up. Hold on.
People are chanting in the background.
They're chanting for me. It's called the Blast Syndicate.
Blast Syndicate.
It's a bunch of heavy metal podcasts that got together and created this one feed. So do me a favor, search, go to Facebook, look up the Blast Syndicate, the Blast Syndicate, like it, and you'll get to see all these cool podcasts, like Metal Geeks is on there, MSRcast, looking at the other name of the shows, Radioactive Metal Podcast, Mars Attacks, Iron City, Focus on Metal, Neckbreaker Podcast, and Wiki Metal. And there'll be more, it's all heavy metal shows. So speaking of, we need to talk about MSRcast real quick, because we've had a little bit of RSS feed problems. So we have a new episode ready to go, and I've just made a decision. If you look up MSRcast on iTunes, you're going to be pulling up the same feed for Metal Geeks and MSRcast. It's going to be the same place.
You get double the information.
Get double my voice, basically. If you like that, we'll do that.
Getting double of carry, DP of carry.
So yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to change things up a little bit. It's just the way it comes. We have people ready to go.
Uh-oh. We're getting hounded down now.
Yep. So don't forget to pay a visit to our affiliates over at Pod Bros, Houston Nerdcasting Collective, Oldness.com, Lightning Radio, Nerdbong, ESO Podcast, and now the Blast Syndicate.
Blast Syndicate.
That's right. We are time to blast out of here then.
And with that, how do you say goodbye in Ren talk?
Fare thee well, my friends.
Oh, I figured you fare thee well.
Fare thee well.
And fare thee metal.
And with that, guys.
Fare thee geeky.
Let's fare thee geeky
and fare thee metal.
And fare thee metal.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.